Hello, I'm Sam Elmhurst.
And I'm John Francis.
In a little while, we will have our weekly information desk. But before that, more news.
And three very different stories to start with, including Visible Women and Norfolk Day. But first, a potential battle in the Golden Triangle.
Residents are bracing themselves for a second battle with developers looking to convert the St. Peter's Methodist Church in Norwich's Golden Triangle into flats. Plans from Wyndham-based The Interesting Building Company to turn the church into 20 homes, made up of a mix of flats, maisonettes and a three-bedroom house, were rejected by the City Council Planning Committee in July last year. It was after the developer argued providing 33% of affordable homes at the site to make it policy compliant would render the scheme unviable. They also refused to pay a commuted sum of £507,000 towards affordable homes elsewhere in the city, offering either three affordable homes on site or on a commuted sum of £371,800. Members of the planning committee voted unanimously to refuse the application on the grounds that it did not meet policy requirements over affordable housing. Now the developer has submitted an appeal to the planning inspectorate in Bristol against the refusal. There had been 172 objections to the scheme, with neighbours also expressing concern about overlooking, flooding and traffic. And now residents are banding together again to write to the planning inspector.
A leading conservation charity has joined forces with this summer's Norfolk Day celebrations. Norfolk Wildlife Trust, which manages a number of sites around the county, has become the first partner of the inaugural countywide event on Friday, July the 27th. Norfolk Day is backed by the EDP, Norwich Evening News and BBC Radio Norfolk, and sponsored by Woodford's Brewery and Richardson's Hemsby Beach Holiday Park. On July the 27th, people will be marking the special event with a variety of community-led activities. These range from sports demonstrations and artistic performances to family-friendly days celebrating traditional crafts, a mass cribbage tournament, and Norfolk-themed menus. Brendan Joyce, Norfolk Wildlife Trust Chief Executive, said the Trust is proud to be the first charity partner for Norfolk Day. It's a day to celebrate all that it means to be Norfolk, including the fragile landscape and our exceptional species. On July the 27th, Dr. Ben Garrod, the Trust's Norfolk Day Ambassador, will journey across the county from east to west to highlight some of the quirky, precious and unknown wildlife nature reserves across the county.
The work of female artists in modern and contemporary art is being championed in the latest exhibition at Norwich Castle. Visible Women opens in the Timothy Gurney Gallery on Saturday and features highlights from the castle's collections dating from the early 20th century until the present day. It takes its name from the book 50% The Visible Woman, which was created by radical feminist artist Penny Slinger, who also has a work of art in the show. Harriet Loeffler, Norwich Castle's curator of modern and contemporary art, said the exhibition's aim was to both celebrate the diverse work of female artists, but also open up conversations about the underrepresentation of women in public collections across the country. The exhibition came about after I did some research in terms of the gender representation of women across the collection here, and out of over 3,000 artists, we discovered only about 260 are women, which equated to 7%, she said.